Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check has the latest on the most expensive municipal project ever in Hawaii's history. I believe it's coming up on $10 billion. Marcel Honore joins us this morning. Hi there, Marcel.
Hey, Catherine. Yeah, try $11 billion, but
okay. Who's counting? Right. So your story today, we now know who the P3 bidders are, but...
Or were, yeah.
Yeah, were.
Yeah, sorry. So this is the story we have on Civil Beat today is basically an update on, I guess you would call it, the fallout from the whole public-private partnership or P3 attempt. Ever since that was officially shut down by HART at the behest of the city, which had been trying to get it to do that for a long time. So once that finally happened a couple of weeks ago, we've been waiting to really get the details about those bids and learn more about exactly what happened. And so basically what HART released yesterday was the identities of these two finalist private sector teams that have been vying for the P3 contract for, they've been doing that for about 2 years before the city canceled it in, or announced its intent to cancel it in September. So we got the names of, all the partners behind those teams. But what we still have not gotten and still hope to get are the pricing details, the price information, as well as other salient information in that procurement file, now that it's canceled, now that it's done. So that's what came out, but there are some bumps in the road. There's some snags as far as getting all of the full information.
Oh, so who are the companies involved? Who are the players?
So there's there's basically like two or three companies that form like the primary contractors would have been for these competitors. On one team, which was dubbed the City Connection Group, you had a company called Dragados, and you also had them partnering with a couple of local firms, Hawaiian Dredging Construction, which I'm sure a lot of people know, does a lot of work out here, as well as Obayashi Design Group. And on the other side, there was Tudor Perini, which we actually learned about through kind of an odd way where they had revealed their participation in an investor call this summer. And Tudor Perini was working with Parsons Construction Group, and they were also looking with their some of their subcontractors included two of the three companies that are the primary contractors building rail around the airport right now, and that is Granite Construction Company and Trailer Brothers. So yeah, you really did get a big glimpse of who's buying for these contracts yesterday.
Right. So these are companies that are familiar to us, some of the local companies anyway.
Sure.
it is a bit of a mystery because we've been waiting to find out, okay, who are these people and what did they bid? And so it's like, okay, we're not going to tell you the price tag.
Right. We still don't know what the pricing details were behind their proposals, and that's largely because apparently one of the teams, and we're not sure which one, has expressed concerns about revealing that pricing information, even though as far as we can tell, there's nothing that really would inhibit or preclude HART and the city from releasing that information now that the procurement is completely PAL. But they do seem to want to cater at least to a certain extent to whichever one of these teams doesn't want that released. And so what it's kind of an unusual situation in which they've informed us as we're, the media, we're trying to find out more information for the public on this. What HART is saying is we are giving this team until the end of this week to file an appeal with the Office of Information Practices. And if they don't file an appeal, then we will just go ahead and release that information presumably after this week, just as we've planned. If they do in fact file an appeal with OIP, then we're going to deliberate further on how to proceed with this whole situation. So it's right now we're in kind of a really strange limbo where it's not sure how it's going to be resolved, and, you know, when we would ever get more information on these the procurement file. I mean, it could be as early as next week, but, you know, worst case scenario, which often happens, frankly, in the rail project, you know, that one of these companies could file something, and you know, we'll see. Sometimes these OIP appeals, if they're not expedited, I mean, they can take, you know, upwards of 2 years.
Yeah,
I don't know that would happen here, but it's just you would be in store for a pretty lengthy wait while people are still, you know, officials are still moving forward and looking to launch a re-procurement to try and award the contract still. And we're still trying to catch up on the P3 details. So that's kind of the scenario that could unfold, but we just don't know at this point. It's just
right.
A really unusual situation.
Yeah, and I'm trying to rack my brain from, you know, what is it, 30 years ago when we did rail and everything fell apart. I think they released that info. But anyway, well, we'll have to see because the critical decisions lie ahead. We've got to find out from the FTA if we're going to keep our money. So, yeah, we'll stay tuned. But thanks so much, Marcel.
Sure thing. Thanks, Catherine.
We've been talking with Marcel Henry with today's reality check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.